Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, Blackfriars, Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Calling Each Other Names.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples. Who do people say the Son of Man is? They said, some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, he said. The Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. Then he gave the disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to make it clear to the disciples that he was destined to go to Jerusalem and suffer grievously at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, to be put to death, and to be raised up on the third day. Then taking him aside, Peter started to remonstrate with him. Heaven preserve you, Lord, he said, this must not happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my path, because the way you think is not God's way, but man's. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a big difference between saying, I love him, I love her, or I love you. There's a very big difference between what we say about people, about each other, and what we say to each other. To speak to someone is not just to give them information, it's actually to place yourself in some way in their power. We give something of ourselves to someone, even if it's something which is an angry word, an insult. We are at least noticing them, we're saying, you are before me, you're part of my world, even if I don't like you. And then, in this way, it's interesting how hard people find it to say things to Jesus, to Christ. They avoid it. They often avoid it by asking questions or forcing him to speak. That's what Satan does. He says, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones to bread. It's what Caiaphas says. He says, I abjure you by the living God. Tell me if you are the Christ. Even John the Baptist sends his disciple to ask, are you the one who's to come, or are we to wait for another? So Peter's dramatic statement, you are the Christ, stands out in the whole of the Gospel. He speaks to Christ and he doesn't ask Christ to tell him who he is. He says, you are the Christ. And as I say, this places him in some position where Christ has power over him. He has acknowledged he is the Christ. He has said who he is. He is saying, you are the Christ in my world, in my life. Christ, on the other hand, Jesus replies and gives Peter a name. He actually gives him two names. He gives him the name Peter itself, which means rock. And it's interesting that if we only had the epistles, we had no gospels, we wouldn't know that Peter wasn't his name. You might wonder where the name came from, because it wasn't a name that existed before. No one was called rock, Kephas, in the Aramaic. But we wouldn't know. And yet, of course, the people who read the epistles did know. By the time they saw that name Peter, they knew about the story This man was called Rock by Jesus the Christ. But it's not the only name he's given by Christ. He's also called Satan. Get you behind me, Satan. You're an obstacle in my path. Because the way you think is not God's way, but man. Literally says you think human thoughts, not godly thoughts. But Peter wouldn't be called Satan unless he'd already been called Peter. Because Satan, the great enemy, the great evil, does have a certain office. He has certain rights. He has a position. He is the tempter, the liar, the slanderer. He's the one who calls down judgment on sinners, even when he persuades them to sin himself. Simon, by becoming Peter, can also become Satan, because he holds great power. And this means that Jesus himself has also placed himself in some way under the control of Peter. Because Peter doesn't have to be Peter. Simon doesn't have to be the Rock. And yet, as the Rock, he has power over all the church, which itself can become dangerous, it becomes satanic. What you bind in heaven is bound on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you free, loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. Is Christ himself subject to that? Is Peter trying to bind Jesus? Is he trying to say, this must not happen to you? Is he exerting power over Jesus the Christ? Well, he's certainly trying to. He's certainly the one person who could say, this must not happen. But then, Christ himself, having given power to Peter, also needs Peter to accept that he must die. He needs Peter to accept it, not because Peter could simply stop him dying, but because it's the acceptance of Peter that really makes him the Rock, really makes him the true apostle of Christ, the true authority of who Christ is. But as we know, Peter will have great difficulty in accepting this. But then he does turn. He does become the leader. He is the one who meets the risen Christ. In so doing, it's not that Christ has power over him, but rather Christ is respecting his freedom. He's not forced to be Peter. Just as Judas could choose to cease being an apostle, none of the apostles were forced to be the apostles, the 12. He gives them freedom. He gives us freedom. It means that the name isn't something that simply controls you. It doesn't make you be what you are. Rather, he's given him a name that he has to live up to, he has to live for. And so must we. We don't have names like Peter. We don't have a description of ourselves. We don't have that special privilege. But remember, the book of Revelation says that there will be revealed to us our secret name, that we are faithful. A name that will show us who we truly are. But that's ahead of us. That's the mystery that we seek. Who are we? What is our name? What is our true name? A name that's not just a label, but speaks to our heart, speaks of what we are fundamentally. Meanwhile, we can all try to be Peter, try not to be Satan. We can all try to be rocks for each other, support each other, give each other foundations. Peter's name then is a name for all the church.